Now, Donald Trump sexually abused a magazine writer called E. Jean Carroll in the 1990s and then defamed her by calling her a liar. Now, that's not me talking. That's the jury's verdict. It's going to cost him, but will it end his attempt to regain the White House? Well, I don't know, but Rebecca O'Neill has all the answers, apparently. Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. A lot going on. Now, before we get into it, can you just remind us what this case was all about?
I will, of course, Jen. So like you said there, right, a jury has unanimously found the former President Trump liable for battery, sex abuse and defamation in a civil trial. And it was here in New York. The verdict came in yesterday. So the writer, E. Jean Carroll, she brought the case, and it stems from an incident back in the 90s. So we're talking 25 years ago, an upscale Manhattan department store here, Bergdorf Goodman. She was awarded $5 million. Now, the suit was filed under a New York law, so it temporarily let decades-old sexual abuse claims go to the civil court. Now, she made her claim public, Jen, right back in 2019. She published her memoir, What Do We Need Men For? A Modest Proposal. So Trump repeatedly denied the claims. Mm-hmm. You know, he famously came out. He called Carroll, quote, not my type. He accused her of making up the story in order to sell more books. Now, she went public. She was fired by Elle magazine. She said, quote, I'm here because Donald Trump raped me. And when I wrote about it, he said it didn't happen. That was what she said on the stand. You know, he lied, shattered my reputation, and I'm here to get my life back. And, you know, within hours of beginning deliberations, Jen, it only took them 3 hours, which is quite short for a jury. Mm-hmm. Also interesting to note the breakdown. There were 6 men, 3 women, and they determined it was more likely than not that this is the standard in a civil trial, that he sexually assaulted her in the dressing room of that store back in 96. They rejected her claims that she was raped, but they found that he defamed her when he called her allegations, quote, a complete con job and a hoax and a lie back in 2022.
Okay. Is this the trial that may finally see him in the slammer?
I know, it's hard to keep up. It's like, which trial are we on now? Well, listen, no. There's no jail time with this, Jen. So this trial was civil rather than criminal. So he's not going to face a conviction or jail time. But, you know, again, it's not often, you know, he's smashing all these records for you know, presidents to become indicted and faced with criminal charges. You know, it's going to be a while to see how the political ramifications of this are going to play out.
And how has Trump himself reacted overnight? Has he said anything? Has he tweeted? What's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, going straight to the Trump playbook, Jen, he's been having meltdowns over on his Truth Social, his app.
Yeah.
He's released like 3 videos, rants, you know, just basically denying it, calling it the greatest witch hunt ever. He's saying the whole thing is a scam. It's a shame. It's a disgrace to the country. So again, he's taken to his social media platform. He's claimed he didn't know E. Jean Carroll, never mind that nothing happened. Right. You know, he's claimed, like I said, that she wasn't his type. But then right at the deposition of Trump, and this was brought up as a key moment to the trial. So he didn't show up, right, but they had a video. So his deposition, he actually confused Carroll with his second wife, Marla Maples. You know, they do actually look very alike when you see the photos. But, you know, he blew up his own claim, really, that, you know, he didn't know her. He didn't know her.
Now, I'm sure his supporters have reacted. How so? Are they saying this is a witch hunt? Are they still standing by him, or what's going on with his supporters and fellow Republicans?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of silence, actually, for once, you know, from most of Trump's rivals or potential foes in the GOP nomination contest, you know, and this lack of response really is kind of showing how the 2024 hopefuls, they're really struggling, Jen, to define their profiles. You know, they're kind of coming out as alternatives to Trump while seeking to avoid angering his supporters, because his support base is still very much strong. I mean, look, let's go all the way back to the, you know, I mean, there's been so many cases of him been proven and unproven of his apparent behavior towards women. And it really hasn't affected his popularity. But no statement as yet has emerged from the former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley. We spoke about her, who's running, prospective White House contender, or Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, and there is kind of this kind of sense of exhaustion among some Republican voters, right, over this kind of endless, you know, endless scandals and personal and political vulnerabilities. You know, the people that have kind of come out and voice their frustration, they're not polling anywhere near him. So if they're running at all, you know, Mitt Romney came out. He's just not suited to be our president and to be the person who we hold up to our children and the world as the leader of the free world. But again, this is kind of expected. You know, they go way back as not supporters of each other. But, you know, his supporters are just behaving as they normally do, you know.
I have a clip here of someone in his party who is not holding back. Republican Liz Cheney released a brutal attack ad. Have a listen to this, guys.
Donald Trump is the only president in American history who has refused to guarantee the peaceful transfer of power.
Joe Biden,
he lost the election and he knew it.
To become the president.
He betrayed millions of Americans by telling them the election was stolen.
Stop the steal.
He ignored the rulings of dozens of courts. Rather than accept his defeat, he mobilized a mob to come to Washington and march on the Capitol. Donald Trump is a risk America can never take again.
Now, his lawyer got some abuse on the steps of the courthouse after what went down. What happened there?
Yeah, so we know the setup, Jen, that kind of standard presser on the, mm-hmm. you know, on the court steps afterwards, where you've got all the journalists clamoring around the lawyers, right? So he's standing there, but it was quite more chaotic than usual. Now, this guy is no stranger to controversy. He's the Trump attorney, Joe Tacopino, right? He's a famous mob lawyer, and he was getting absolutely roared at by kind of bystanders. And, you know, there was a lot of people gathered around, as there often is at these big trials, you know, supporters for both sides. But basically, they were roaring at him. They were calling him an effing Neanderthal, screaming F you at him.
Wow.
You know, it was really hijacked. And he's kind of there trying to say, you know, obviously trying to spin it. But, you know, it was just interesting. There was a lot of talk then, Jen, online and by a lot of the pundits here going, gosh, this guy, the likelihood of him getting paid by Trump is going down by the second. You know, not only has the verdict come in, obviously, with this massive payout and come out against Trump. And then, you know, everything afterwards was kind of that, just that bit chaotic and farcical, really.
Crazy. Now, the judge gave some unusual and rather terrifying advice to the jury when it wrapped. What did he say?
Yeah, so normally at the end of a trial, you know, the judge, like, he'll thank the jurors, you know, and he'll kind of go on to explain what to do going forward, like what you should and shouldn't do, talk about it and whatnot. And normally he's rather straightforward, and that's kind of what he sticks to. But this time the district judge, Lewis A. Kaplan, right, he said that, you know, they were free to identify themselves, but they should be very careful. And he was actually saying that they should really stay anonymous. He forbade them to identify their fellow jurors. He basically warned them, really, Jen, that Trump and his cronies might come after him. It says, you know, there was a lot of talk about this trial that, you know, obviously we all, his Trump just can't get off. He just can't stop talking about everything. You know what I mean? And obviously when there's legal issues, rule number one, say nothing, you know. And that's what most politicians seek refuge in. They're like, oh, sorry, lads, can't talk about this. You know, it's ahead of the court. But of course, with Trump, all bets are off. So, you know, he actually declared his intention last week online to, quote, confront E. Jean Carroll over her allegations. You know, he's taken issue with the jury being allowed to remain anonymous. His attorney had filed a letter requesting that the attorneys for the parties be given the name of the jurors, right? I mean, you know, so the judge really was kind of saying to the jurors, you got to be careful here, that we're, you know, it could really harm you if you come out and identify yourselves.
And what's likely to happen next now?
So what's likely to happen next, you know, this is Trump. Obviously, he's going to, you know, obfuscate and try and confuse and delay proceedings. And he's going to appeal. So his team have actually overnight officially come out and said, they are going to appeal, you know. And really, Jen, he's got a lot on his plate. He's going to have to keep prepping and keep on top of all his other upcoming issues. You know, he's facing the criminal charges in the New York State here over the hush money payments that we were just speaking about recently. This another civil trial that alleges a decades-long pattern of fraud, his tax fraud, the possibility of charges in Georgia. We've got the investigations by the DOJ, the Department of Justice, about you know, his handling of classified documents. They're all hanging out by the pool in Mar-a-Lago. So really, it's just you know, there's an awful lot of investigations coming up with the former president.
Okay, now he's not the only politician in hot water. Some breaking news overnight: another Republican facing criminal charges. Fill us in.
I know, and this Republican, it's actually local here, and the news outlets and everyone has been going absolutely. They've been really excited about this, Jen. So this was he was just elected in the last cycle, George Santos, right? And he's been charged by the Justice Department. We spoke about him a few weeks ago. He's been caught out in the most ridiculous lies. I mean, I think everybody, we've all at some stage, you know, exaggerated a little bit on our CV, right? But this guy really took the mickey with that. I mean, he basically said his mother was in the Twin Towers when 9/11 hit. She wasn't. He said he was Jewish. He's not. He said he worked in Goldman Sachs. He didn't. I mean, all these, just everything, his whole personal and private life and experience was a lie, right? And on top of that, then he's been accused of sexual misconduct and impropriety in terms of campaign funding. So it's all caught up with them, right?
Okay, it's all the usual stuff there, you know.
Exactly. Just another quiet few days for Republicans here in the States, you know.
God.
Everything is fine.
Everything's totally fine. It's totally fine. Let's just ignore what's happening. Rebecca, thank you so much for taking the call, and we'll chat to you soon. There we go. That is Rebecca O'Neill, our US correspondent. She is amazing, and she keeps us up to date on what is really going down.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.